Big Country 102.9. I'm Susan. Got a special guest on the phone with me right now, Kat Payne from the National Cherry Festival, which we all know is not happening this year, but that doesn't mean there aren't any fun events. Kat, what's going on?
Well, that's exactly it. You know, Susan, we are not having the National Cherry Festival because it was just not safe to invite 500,000 of our favorite people to Traverse City this summer. But that doesn't mean we're not celebrating cherries. So we do have some really cool events on our website, cherryfestival.org. We've got the Harvest Virtual Run Series kicking off July 15th with the Cherry Run. Then in August, the Apple Dash. September, the Hop Trot. And in October, rounding everything out, we've got the Grape Stomp, which anywhere from a 5K to a half marathon. These are great events. Outdoors is not closed. We want people to enjoy and, you know, make sure they're taking part in some really cool runs. We have the Very Cherry Porch Parade coming here on July 4th to July 11th. We welcome anyone in our community here to decorate their porch in a cherry style. You can register for free at cherryfestival.org. And the first 100 participants will receive a porch parade sign that'll be in their yard. And then people and participants can go ahead and go to our website, see the map of the participating porches, and being able to go out and look at them, similar to you'd see houses for a parade of homes or for Christmas lights.
And I think a lot of people, I included, appreciate that because I really do miss the parades.
I do too. That's one of my favorite activities. It's actually my favorite event, and I'm very sad to not have a parade. So this is a great option. Portland Rose Festival did it out in Portland, Oregon, and had huge success. We already have 50 homes plus that have signed up. So we're ecstatic with how well this is going. The virtual make and bake with the Grand Traverse Pie Company is something that we are doing on July 9th. Pie kits are available July 7th and 8th. They are almost sold out. We were doing 600 kits. They're almost gone, but once those are gone, you can still purchase a pie kit at the Grand Traverse Pie Company and still join us on July 9th at 1 o'clock for a special Facebook Live where Mike and Denise Busley from the Pie Company will teach you how to make your very own cherry pie.
And they know what they're doing because they make the best.
They do. One of my personal favorite things that we've decided to do this year is called Cherry Festival in a Bag. And you can purchase them on our website and pick them up here in our office. They include your cherry pancake mix and syrup for your very own pancake breakfast, barbecue sauce for your cherry cookout, drink cards, recipes, the official rules for the pit spit, pie eating, golf balls for your hole-in-one tournament, coupon for Moomer's ice cream, paper airplanes to have your own airplane show, a flag to incorporate, of course, the wonderful theme of cherries. So it's a great way to celebrate at home, neighbors and friends kind of way.
Now the kit, are there a limited number of those or do you got plenty to go around?
Not yet. Definitely they're going faster than we expected. So we don't have a limited number just yet, but they've gone a little gangbusters compared to what we expected.
Well, it sounds great to me, and especially for somebody who doesn't actually live in the Grand Traverse area but comes in usually for Cherry Festival and misses all that stuff, it's a great way to get it all.
It is. It's a great way to do that. So it is available on our website. We are not offering shipping on the Cherry Festival in a Bag, so you do have to come to our office to pick it up, but it's a great way to celebrate cherries in your home or in your neighborhood. The last two items are, of course, our 2020 commemorative print. It's a student art print program. Those are available for sale on our website. Great, beautiful art that was done this year, and she's a fantastic artist. She did win a scholarship for her art, so we do have a 2020 print available because a lot of people collect these, and we've had over 20 years of prints, so we didn't want someone to miss out on getting their 2020 print, even though there is not a festival. Similar is the Go for the Gold pin program.
Yeah, I was wondering how that was going to work.
Don't worry, Peter's going to be out selling pins like normal. July 3rd to August 14th will be the Go for the Gold pin program. This year's grand prize is a stay-and-play three-night accommodations at the Grand Traverse Resort, complete with spa and golf, and $500 gift card to the resort, along with a $500 gift card to downtown Traverse City. Second prize is two airline tickets for United Airlines, and third prize, flat screen TV and soundbar from our friends at Best Buy.
And how much are the pins again?
They are $5.
Every year is a different design, right?
It is, yes. This year is an exceptional one. It's very nice. It has a tractor on it and a little barn. You can see pictures of it on our website at cherryfestival.org. You can call us for pins, but we're not able to sell them online due to the raffle license. So there are programs we have going on. The 2020 pin will be accepted into the 2021 beer tent. This has been something that's been asked of me. Yes, we will do both pins next year as a pin to get in for the beer tent. We are excited to celebrate cherries in any way we can this year during this crazy time.
Yes, indeed. And it sounds like you have a lot of fun stuff lined up to go. So you can check the website. Where is your office located if somebody wants to stop by and pick up a pin or a kit?
Certainly. Our office is at 521 South Union. We are closed to the public currently, but our phone number is on our door and you can always give us a call. We do curbside pickup as needed. You can always go to our website, cherryfestival.org, to fill out any of the forms and we'll contact you back.
Sounds great, Kat. Thank you so much. And I'll miss seeing everybody this year, but look forward to next year.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Susan.